continuing with our locker room chats, as it's a new season of high school basketball, and we get an opportunity to get back inside the Twin Valley League as we now talk to Cole Alderford, the Centralia boys basketball coach, as they get ready for another season. 10 wins, 10 losses a year ago. When you look at the roster, how it's constructed this year early on, how would you kind of rate the team's progress heading into the start of the year?
You know, Brandon, we've actually had a couple practices here. We gave the kids a week off over Thanksgiving and kind of heal up from football, and they've, you know, kind of some of the guys have had some nicks and dings, and they need some time off, and so we gave it to them, and then we were excited to get back going on Monday and had a couple practices here, and I like the intensity and enthusiasm that we've seen so far.
Plenty of quality pieces returning from last year. Of course, it seems like there's a heavy dose of senior leadership, which is always a good thing at this level. You look at guys like Marshall Tanking, Ethan McNally, of course, who was a very good football player for the Panthers, Drew Gibbs. You know, a lot of these guys are going to be asked to step up and kind of be in that leadership role. You know, how are these seniors at least kind of gelled and kind of helped out the younger players?
Yeah, leadership's a good word for these guys. You know, you can throw Presley Bowers in there as far as football goes. You know, Colton Weir is a kid that didn't play football, but he's going to be instrumental in our success this year. As long as, you know, as with our underclassmen as well, so Junior's going to play big parts in that. You know, Ethan's still kind of an unknown. He's had some knee injuries, and he had a tremendous year in football, and we're hoping that translated into basketball, but you know, it's been a while since he's touched basketball, so we're excited to see what he can add to the core group we've got already.
You mentioned Presley Bowers. He was very, very good last year, 12 points, 9 rebounds per game. You know, entering year number 7 as the head coach, as you kind of maybe compare this squad with maybe teams from years past, how would you kind of, you know, project out what this team could be or the talent that you have overall?
Oh, you know, that's hard to do. You know, each year's different in itself, you know, from a philosophy standpoint and X's and O's and the kids in general. But, you know, Coach Challey and myself haven't been this excited for a group of boys in a long time. And you know, I don't know what's changed, and I don't know why we're so excited, because, you know, I felt like every year we're excited to get going again. But this year's different, and I can't put my finger on why it's different. But it's different, and we're looking forward to getting rolling with the season.
Twin Valley League, of course, very tough and challenging each and every year, but obviously there's teams that have to deal with the loss of a lot of production. When you look at the Twin Valley League and at least what you know early on, you know, what are the expectations and how difficult the league's going to be?
Oh, it's brutal night in, night out. I mean, you've got to be able to play on nights that you can't score because somebody's doing something different to you, and find a way to win. And it doesn't matter if you're, you know, playing one of the top teams in the league or if you're playing one of the lower, you know, teams in the league. You have to come every night and play good basketball. And if you don't, then you know, the TVL is brutal and it's kind of unkind sometimes. So it's a great league to be a part of, and you definitely find out about what kind of team you've got.
You're certainly going to find out how good your team is early on. You know, when the season opens against Hanover next week, obviously they're a team that's usually loaded year in and year out. You know, what's the expectation for that first ball game, and what's the early scouting report with the Wildcats?
Well, the early scouting report is they're probably the team to beat in the league, and, you know, they've got the All-State player in Imogeniman and Dimmler, and they got some guys, pieces that can shoot the ball, and they're athletic, and you know, and until you can take them off the pedestal, they're always going to be there. As far as us goes, you know, we're just trying to get into a groove, you know, on the defensive side of things, and you know, for us, it's going to start with the defense. If we can play the defense that we want to play and kind of dictate the game through our defensive efforts, you know, our offense will come. Like I said, we're a little late to start in practice than most people are. So our legs, our shots, you know, those things will come as time progresses. But, you know, early on, we're going to have to hang our hats on the defensive side of things.
Cole Alderfer, the Centralia boys basketball coach, joining us on our locker room chat this week, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company as well. Coach, it's been fun talking to you here today. Good luck, of course, next week early on against Hanover. We'll plan to talk to you same time next week.
That sounds good. Thank you.